Democratic Senator Terry Gibson and Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, both from Dutchess County, joined together across party lines Thursday to say term limits are long overdue, especially with political corruption so prevalent. Here's Gibson of Rhinebeck.
And I find it inexcusable in this day and time that New York State does not have the type of restrictive laws that it needs to really police itself and to keep the things that are happening now that you're hearing so much about in the news from happening. And I think term limits would do it. Term limits will put a fire under our elected officials and say you have a limited amount of time to get the people's work done, and then you need to move on and move out of the way and let someone else try.
The proposed legislation would extend a Senate term from 2 years to four, putting in place a total limit of 12 years. Assembly terms would remain at 2 years, capping at 6 2-year terms for a total of 12 years as well. Here's Lawler of Fishkill.
This is a really key reform to change the idea that you're going to be here for 40 years in Albany as a legislator. So it does fundamentally change the culture.
He quips that lawmakers are relying upon the FBI and U.S. attorney for term limits these days, referring to a number of state lawmakers named and or charged over the past several weeks in connection with corruption.
By bringing forth a true check and balance on how long you can stay in office, we really think we can curb corruption in this state.
Senator Gibson says term limits would serve a purpose beyond deterring corruption.
And what it will also do is it will help encourage that we continually have new blood coming into our state government. That means that we'll constantly be exposed to new ideas, new vision, and we'll be providing opportunities for so many more people to run for office, which I think is really important.
Democratic Senator Cecilia Kacik, whose district includes parts of the Hudson Valley, is also a freshman, but has previously said she does not share the same view on term limits.
I think we have term limits every 2 years. It's called the election. I think what would be relevant is helping people to get elected with fair elections and campaign finance reform.
In fact, Governor Andrew Cuomo's Public Trust Act that he proposed in April, which is intended to crack down on corruption, does not include term limits. Cuomo has said lawmakers are already term limited by voters, who can throw them out of office. But good government advocates have pointed out that incumbents almost never lose state elections. Even still, the idea of term limits has met with much resistance for some time in Albany. Yet Gibson insists they're necessary companions for comprehensive campaign finance and ethics reform.
If we can get this done, it will completely reform the way that New York State operates. Without term limits, all the other reforms will never have the impact they need.
For Lawler, term limits are companions to another hot-button issue in the state.
I campaigned on term limits. People said, nobody cares about term limits. Some people said this. We care about jobs. This is a jobs issue. Think about the state. It's really a corporation, right? The chief executive officer is the governor, and the legislature is the board of directors. Well, if we had a company where members of the board of directors were constantly being indicted and convicted of felonies for abusing their position on the board of directors, no one would invest in that company. But that's what's happening with our state. Because of corruption, we lose investment from outside businesses.
Both say their legislation is a standalone measure and is not intended to be drafted into any other reform legislation being proposed. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.